Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Talking to Chris Lingbach from 106.7, the Fan out in D.C. in the nation's capital.
Let me ask Chris.
Get your first question. Chris, this is coming from a soon-to-be Pro Football Hall of Famer, Leroy Butler. Thanks for joining us, by the way.
Thanks a lot, Chris. I really appreciate it. Now, we've been talking about condescending people. We got two of them on this show, not me and Baby Todd. You can figure out the other two. Now, Bryce Harper hits the home run. Now, I want to know, how long was he staring at it? Now, somebody said it was 8 seconds. That has to be a record, right? No one's ever, maybe Baby
Chris Bonds? Has probably seen him do maybe a couple other long, long, drawn-out celebrations for home runs.
Has he ever stood in there that long?
Well, I can't put a number on it, but I know that he certainly thought he set a record for the fastest sprint around the bases. That was quite a bomb for the Phillies, and I think Phillies fans are getting to see what the Nationals fans were lucky to see for about 6 years, 7 years here in Washington, D.C., where the guy just has a flair for the dramatic, and you can say what you want about his numbers, but that there's almost something to be said for the value that he brings in those dramatic moments, and man, you just kind of hope to see maybe him get in the playoffs to kind of recreate some of that stuff just from a baseball perspective and enjoying the game.
Chris, how has the reaction to the year without Bryce Harper, the first year without Bryce in D.C., because the team is obviously still very, very competitive in the middle of the NL wildcard race right now, and they reinvest the money in tonight's starter, Patrick Corbin?
Yeah, I would say it was very loud in the beginning because the Nats started off the season against the Phillies, and, I was at Nationals Park for that first series, and I was kind of surprised because, Nationals fans kind of have a reputation of being very nice, being very polite, so I didn't really know what to expect going into it, but that first series and that first game in particular where Max Scherzer was on the mound, I think he fanned Bryce twice in his first two at-bats, at Nationals Park was loud and extremely on the boo tirade for Bryce Harper, and that was probably one of the first times I've ever seen them be that loud and that, I don't know if angry is the right word, but they were definitely stating the case that they were now enemies, and again, first time in 15 years of baseball in D.C. that I'd seen anything like that, and I would say since then it's been a little bit more muted. They haven't played each other quite as much lately, but I think the enemy lines have certainly been drawn in that relationship.
People are frustrated with the Brewers' bullpen to this point for how far they've fallen maybe from last year when their bullpen was really, really good in the ERA somewhere around 4. But the Nationals' bullpen takes it to a whole nother level of bad, it appears, in the ERA around 6. Are there any answers on the horizon for this bullpen?
Well, so they picked up 3 guys at the trade deadline. I think that they're, one of them, Elias, is still on the injured list, but Daniel Hudson has been a huge improvement for them, and of course Hunter Strickland too. Ironically enough, Hunter Strickland is the guy who waited 3 years to plunk Bryce Harper. All the Nationals fans hated him, and now that they're in this weird, bizarre world where they have to love him because he's on the Nats and Bryce Harper's in the Phillies, that hopefully will come into play in a couple of weeks here at the end of the month when the Nationals and Phillies face each other 5 times in 4 days. Because of some weird rain delays and postponements earlier in the year. But, I think it's starting to kind of come into picture a little bit. They've had some trouble with Sean Doolittle, where the mileage on his arm earlier in the year, I think, is kind of catching up on him now. So he's had 2 rough ninth innings out of his past 3 appearances. And they've said that they're hoping to, now that they've got 3 additional arms that they picked up at the trade deadline, that they're hoping to kind of give him a little bit more rest and get him ready to go and strong for the final stretch here. But I think things are starting to balance out. It's a matter of having a large enough sample size since the trade deadline to be able to kind of reevaluate.
How is the fan base there? I mean, obviously they thought that you guys thought you had a chance to try to get to the World Series when you had the 2 young stars there. Are they still very positive about what's going on with the team now?
Yeah, I would definitely say they're positive. I think that they've kind of been through it a little bit now, and you have to realize that in D.C. we were without baseball for 36 years,
right.
And I think there's a natural kind of retraining process where, and a lot of people, you know, kids that have grown up in the past 15 years, they're kind of learning baseball for the first time, and I think there's a natural learning curve there, and to understand that they've been spoiled a little bit since 2012, they've been to the playoffs about on a clip of about every other year,
right?
And they missed it last year, and they, you know, certainly had their struggles in the division series. So I think that they're kind of starting to get adjusted to the fact that this thing is not a given, that baseball is a completely different animal than the regular season. The Nats have been one of the top teams in the past 7 years in the regular season, but they haven't gotten it done in the postseason. So, you know, I think they're starting to familiarize themselves with just the trials and tribulations of the sport and how it is a totally different animal in the postseason. And yeah, I'd say they're still positive, but they have the wear and tear of kind of being through the battle a little bit.
Talking with Chris Lingbach of 106.7 The Fan out in D.C. Chris, we're all on Scherzer watch out here as he's been on the DL with that back right now, but not listed as a starter. Can we expect to see him maybe on Sunday as when it appeared that he possibly would jump back into the rotation?
It's a good question. He actually just did an interview with our midday show about 2 hours ago, and he said that he hasn't been told when he's going to pitch again. Now, he said earlier in the week that he thinks he's ready to go and that he'd like to make his return in the big leagues rather than, you know, waste those valuable innings in a minor league rehab start. I think he's chomping at the bit to go. I think he's just waiting for the final okay. But, you know, as you guys probably know, the Nats haven't announced their starters for Saturday and Sunday. So I think that there's a decent chance that he could pitch one of those games. But, you know, we're kind of in wait-and-see mode.
Yeah, winning four in a row, I know that's amazing. But the guy that the Brewers won't face because he just won 17-7, Strasburg. Now, I've seen his career from the beginning. I mean, the guy was just amazing hype. He lived up to it. I mean, how just when you think a guy like that would be at anybody's ace, their true number one, this kind of lineup is amazing. Just talk about his growth, because he had to go through some ups and downs, and because I thought he was a bigger star than Harper myself, but for some reason, he didn't get that hype.
Well, so, you know, I've kind of been fortunate to witness his entire career here in D.C., including when he came in, and he was kind of that phenom drafted the year before Bryce Harper, and, you know, big reputation coming in, huge career at UNLV and pitching for the national team. And, you know, I think that they kind of treated him with kid gloves a little bit when he got here. His first season here, every time he spoke to reporters, it was in a quarantined conference room. And, you know, it was they kind of controlled the environment a little bit. And I wonder if that maybe kind of helped him develop some maybe bad habits of being – treated with kid gloves a little bit, but I think he's broken out of that. It's taken some time. The guy's a hell of a pitcher. He's got amazing stuff. We can all see that each and every time he takes the mound. But I think you're seeing more of the finished product now after years of him learning more about his body and that he can't go max 100% of the time and sit more in that 93-95 fastball range and then kick it up to, you know, 96-97 when he has to. He's a more developed pitcher than he's ever been. And yeah, you know, it presents an interesting question because the Nationals, you know, as we said, they're usually running away with the NL East by this time every single year. And now that they're in a wild card race with the Brewers, by the way, who are 2.5 games back on the Nats, it presents an interesting question of if they get into a wild card game, who do they start? Is it Max Scherzer?
Right.
Obviously, the longest tenured number one, or Steven Strasburg, who's actually pitched better for the Nationals in the postseason. And, you know, it really is an interesting question because you got to win the wild card game to get to anywhere else. And, you know, who's your number one guy? That's really an identity question I think that they may have to answer this year. We'll see.
Speaking on needing your guy, Josh Hader's been going through this phase now that, you know, giving up home runs every now and then, the most he's ever gave up so far this year. But home runs are up throughout the entire league. So I'm okay with that. If your best guy gives up a home run, but What's you guys' view of him? You think he's just a power pitcher? Do you think he needs more pitches? Are guys just always waiting on a fastball? They're just going to swing on the first pitch? What do you think the view is on him?
It's hard to say because the experimentation with the baseball that Major League Baseball has kind of been open about, but not really. We don't really know what, I guess, the long-term effects are. And we saw this in 2017, I believe it was, too, where there was an explosion in home runs, and guys who don't normally hit home runs are suddenly hitting 25 a year. So I don't know how much of an indictment that is on the baseball itself or Hader. It certainly has been weird to watch this year. There's been so many home runs where in past years you could look at it and go, that's obviously going to stop 10 feet short of the wall. And now it's not. It's sailing over the wall. I can't answer that with any sort of confidence.
Chris Lingbach joining us here from 106.7 The Fan on 105.7 FM The Fan. Chris, appreciate the time and the insight on the Washington Nationals. Should be a fun series, and we'll be reading along.
Thanks for having me, fellas. Appreciate it.
That's Chris Lingbach joining us here on 105.7 FM The Fan. Appreciate that. And also if you're looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019, look no further. Call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank providing simply local common sense lending to your community since 1935.
Okay. Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.